All set.
Good morning. I am Dawn Russell, Chair of the State Rehabilitation Council to the Bureau of Education and Services for the Blind. I would like to start this meeting at 10:04 a.m., December 16th, 2020. And welcome everyone to today's meeting. For introductions today, I'd like Brian to call the roster. When your name is mentioned, please state that you are here.
Okay, thank you, Madam Chair. So I'm going to just go down the roster in alphabetical order. And if you're on the phone, just say here or present, and then I can confirm we have a quorum for the chair. Gary Allen?
Present.
Andy Altergott?
Here.
Scott Becker?
Here.
All right. I'm pretty sure he can't. He said he won't be at it, but I'll call his name anyway. Mike Bartley? Amanda Billiott? Jay Brown?
Present.
Don Carnamola?
Here.
Lucretia Jones?
Here.
Don McNichol?
Here.
Anita Mendoza?
Here.
Deborah Reed?
Here.
Beth Real? Eileen Rose? Dawn Russell, we know, is here. Nicole Rico. I'm Kendra Valente.
Good morning, here.
Okay, thank you. Got a lot. Please mute star six. I don't know whose phone that was, but star six mutes your phone, and then star six will unmute the phone. Bear with me. I need to count to see if we have a quorum. You have 10 voting members.
Okay, do we have anyone else on the line?
My name is...
Yeah, Mary Burgard. Oh, yeah. Sorry. I'm Mary Burgard, the Vocational Rehabilitation Supervisor.
Hi, Mary.
Hi.
Daryl Pease at Besme Staff Recording.
Hi, Daryl.
Morning.
Jennifer Jenkins, Client Assistance Program.
I think that's it. Thank you for being here. Okay, the next item on the agenda is public comment. Do we have anybody from the public that would like to make a comment? I don't think we have anybody today from the public who would like to make a comment. So I'd like to move on to the next item on the agenda. which is old.
Excuse me, Madam Chair. I have to remind everyone again, because this meeting is being recorded. Somebody is moving some papers or doing something very close to the microphone of their phone. Please mute your phone if we don't hear the background noise. Star 6 will mute, and then you can star 6 to unmute. Thank you. Go ahead, Madam Chair.
The next item on the agenda is old business. I assume that everybody had a chance to read the meeting minutes from our last meeting, September meeting, and I would like a motion to approve those September meeting minutes. Do I have a motion?
This is Deb Reed. I make a motion to accept September minutes.
Do we need to have any discussion on the meeting minutes?
You need a second first.
Okay, I'm sorry. Do we have a second?
This is Lucretia Jones. I second.
And do we have any discussion today on the meeting minutes from September? Okay, all in favor of approving the meeting minutes from September, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, say nay. Any abstain? Okay, motion carried. The next item on our agenda is work group report. And we have an update on membership from Brian.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We do have a new member. I'm going to just ask if she is on the phone. Nicole Rico, are you on the phone? All right. Unfortunately, I guess she was not able to call into this meeting. She represents the Mashantucket Pequot Tribal Nations Vocational Rehabilitation Program. They are a required partner to be on the SRC in states that have a Native American vocational rehab program. So she has her first term will expire on July 22, 2021, which is actually serving out the remainder of the term that Pat Melfi had when he was the representative on the council. Again, unfortunately, she can't make it today. The vacancies, we currently have one employer vacancy to replace Lori Bartolucci, and we do need a candidate for that. For the Statewide Workforce Investment Board, we need a candidate to replace Kathy Marioni. Under Community Provider, to replace Steve Famingletti, we did identify a person, and we're awaiting clarification as to whether this person would still meet that requirement. Under Client Assistance Program, Linda Mizzi retired, and Jennifer Jenkins, I'm understanding, is going to be proceeding with seeking appointment to fill that spot. Under Recipient of Services, to replace Alan Gunsberg and Nathaniel Barnes, there are two interested candidates that have been identified, one whose resume is with the governor's office, and the other background questionnaire is with the governor's office. And, Madam Chair, that is the report on membership.
All right. Thank you, Brian. Does anyone have any questions on membership for Brian?
Yes, this is Deb. I have one question. There was one vacancy that, Brian, you stated that is a state board. I didn't get the whole thing.
The State Workforce Investment Board. Kathy Mario had been our representative on it, but her second term came to an end. So we're waiting for them to identify a new candidate. That board is reconstituted, so we don't yet have a name of someone from that board serve.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Okay. Any other questions for membership? Okay, we're going to move on to the finance update from Scott.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. These are the committed amounts beginning in October of this year. We had one for the Focus 40 Braille display for the Tech Lab, and that was $2,725.10. We purchased some flash drives for tutorials, $38.45. A chameleon braille display for the tech lab, that was $1,606.39. And then for the SRC vice chair to attend the fall virtual Council of State Administrators of Vocational Rehab Seminar.
John McNichol rejoining.
That was $45. For the chair to attend that same event was $190. NFB Newsline for $25,416.68. And then the SRC satisfaction survey, that expenditure for $23,804.10. So that all totals out for the month of October to $53,825.72. End of report.
Thank you, Scott. Does anyone have questions on our financial update?
Oh, I just have one for Scott. This is Daryl. Is that the tech lab purchases? Is that for Besby Tech Lab or the Southeast Center for the Blind?
I'm really not sure.
I just need
Brian, would you happen to know? It just says Besby. For the tech lab.
It's for Besby.
All right. I just needed it for the minutes. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay. Next item is consumer satisfaction update from Brian.
Okay. Thank you. I have just received, within the last couple of days, the completed consumer satisfaction report. We had previously gotten the executive summary, and Dawn has been able to use some of the information from the executive summary to include in her annual report that she has to submit to the governor and to the Commission of Rehab Services Administration. But I just wanted to give you some highlights in terms of satisfaction levels. The highest level of satisfaction was with personal care attendant services. That was rated at 9.67 out of 10. Reader services was rated at 9.0 out of 10. Higher education training was rated at 8.0 out of 10. Rehabilitation and adaptive equipment services came in at 7.88. Well, vision services came in at 7.86. Skills training came in at 7.75. And then to illustrate that, I think that certainly the impact of COVID has been felt in a couple of these services. Small business ventures came in at only 6.20, and transportation services came in at 5.80. Overall, 87.5% of clients surveyed would recommend Besby services to a friend. Under VR counselors, the ratings looked like this. VR counselor professionalism and VR counselor ability to provide information in a usable format both achieved the same rating of 8.67. VR counselor ability to explain VR rights and responsibilities came in at 8.3. Knowledge of VR counselors came in at 8.45. And satisfaction with VR counselor referrals came in at 8.03 out of 10. And then we do a regional analysis, and satisfaction with counselor services across the different regions, the highest was in the northwestern region. That came out at 8.8 out of 10. Southwest, 8.51. North Central at 8.23. In South Central at 8.19. Eastern came in at 7.83. So this is just, again, we're going to have the full report distributed to the full membership, so you'll get the entire report. I just got it in within the last couple of days. But we will get it out to everyone, but I at least wanted to give you some highlights of what we saw.
Thank you very much, Brian. Does anyone have any questions on consumer satisfaction? Okay, we're going to move on to the next item, which is new business. Mary Burgard, are we ready for our VR success story?
You know, I'm not sure that the person signed in yet. Michael Fulton is the person who's coming. Are you on the phone yet?
I am.
And oh, okay. I'm here. Then you're Charlotta.
I'm here too.
Hey, great.
Charlotta,
yeah,
open me.
Charlotta.
Yeah. should I go ahead? Should we go
yes,
ahead?
Please.
Okay. So I would like to introduce Michael Fulton, and he's on the line. He's been working with me, oh gosh, I don't know, maybe about 5 years or so. And before that, he was working with Mike Cordero when he was in college. Mike, I'm going to let you go ahead and tell your story to the group.
Okay. So I'm Mike Fulton, and I was born visually impaired, so I've been working with Besby ever since I can remember. Throughout elementary, middle, high school. In high school, I started working with Mike Cordero, helped me transition to college. I went to Western New England University, got my bachelor's degree in information technology, and I graduated from there in 2018. Then I had some difficulty finding a job, finding employment. Took a little while, a lot of perseverance. I got set up through Charlotta with the American Job Centers, and they assisted in looking for jobs, resume writing, etc. And I recently, in September, started employment at the Springfield Housing Authority in Massachusetts. I know that was a really short version of the story.
Yeah, and you made it seem so easy and simple.
It definitely wasn't easy.
Yeah, it wasn't easy. There's a lot that Mike has done through the course of this, these years that he's been looking. What year did you graduate, Mike?
2018. I didn't include, I had a few internships and whatnot along the way as well. I did an internship during my college career with State Street Financial in Boston. That was set up in part by Mike Cordero and the Carroll Center. And I also did an internship during my time working with the American Job Center. I did some database type work with their, I think his title was business analyst or something.
Yeah. And also you became certified. Do you want to talk about
that? Yes, there's that. The American Job Center helped out with that quite a bit. I was able to get an IT certification called the CompTIA Plus. Not that anybody would know what that means, but that's what it's called. It's a entry-level certification, but pretty highly sought after in the field, especially if you're just starting employment. And that was something I was unaware of before, so that was definitely very beneficial.
And you worked a little bit, did you work with a CRP? Can't remember, with one of our rehab providers? You worked with Oak Hill?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
That doesn't sound familiar.
Oh, no, you worked with, the guy that was working with you that was doing work readiness training?
I want to say ILS, but I don't know if that's right.
Yes, you're right. It's ILS, Independent Living Solutions. And you did work readiness training with him, and that sort of sparked you into, as you were looking, you're the one that ended up finding your own job.
Right. He helped a lot with resume type stuff,
a few
tips and whatnot. But yeah. So now I'm missing stuff, but I think that's about it.
I think that's it. You did a lot of things, and in the end, you ended up finding your own job. And you want to talk a little bit about your job and what your job is?
Sure. So, like I said, I'm working with the Springfield Housing Authority in Massachusetts. Entry-level position, but my title is IT assistant, so I kind of do a little bit of everything. It's a small department, so we share responsibilities, but I do a lot of like help desk type calls, purchase orders, and whatnot. So far, it seems like a really great place to work. It is a state-level job, but it's kind of its own agency, so you also still get that small company feel, which is nice.
And it's a
so far, I'm very happy with
right?
that. Yes.
Full-time with benefits, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That, and what date did you start?
September 14th, I want to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you've been there for a little while, and we also assisted with moving expenses to move Mike up closer to where he's going to be working in Springfield.
Yes, that was also very helpful.
Yes.
I don't know. Does anybody have questions?
I have a Deb and Michael.
Go ahead.
Sorry. This is Dawn Russell. I wanted to know, do you use any adaptive equipment to perform your job?
Yes, I use JAWS, Braille display, iPhone. The company actually provided a laptop, and they actually went out and bought their own copy of JAWS.
Excellent.
So they've been very accommodating so far.
We had another question.
Yes, Mike, this is Deb. I just wanted to know, through the interviewing process for the job, did you disclose up front that you were blind?
I did a lot of interviews, and I kind of based that decision on the particular situation and kind of how I felt it was going. If it was more of a phone type interview, I would always make it a point to say it because obviously they're not seeing me in person.
Mm-hmm.
When I first started interviewing, I kind of made it a point to not disclose it and I would just show up, but I found that I kind of got the feeling that I was being turned down for jobs because of that, so I kind of started just putting it out in the open
mm-hmm.
as I got further along in the process.
Yeah, that became a big issue during my interviewing. He had been offered one job at the VA, and he was all set to go there, and it seems like when they found out that he was blind, that offer got rescinded.
they tried to say it was due to COVID, but it sounded like not true. Sounded fishy for sure.
Yeah, so we ended up saying, let's go ahead and disclose, you know, if you can, during the interview. And, you know, I mean, sometimes it's the right thing and sometimes it's the wrong thing.
There was another company that I interviewed with as well who outright said that me having a guide dog was going to be an issue, and I didn't get that job either. But that also became an issue. He went as far as to ask me if I could go to work without my dog, and I was like, no. What would that accomplish?
All right. Well, this is a great conversation. This is Kendra. Thank you for sharing. I also have a son who's visually impaired and did not get a job at Target. He disclosed at the very end some issues he had. He's visually impaired, so it's not as obvious. And he did not get the job. So, you know, my heart goes out to you, and kudos to you, Mike, for perseverance and success. I'm happy with where you are. That's great.
Yeah, I view it as everything happens for a reason. I mean, I think overall this is probably a better position anyway, so.
Good for you. Great attitude.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing your story, and we're very proud of your accomplishments.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations, Mike.
Thank you. Any other questions for me?
No, just stay in touch. We'd love to hear more.
Absolutely.
All right.
Michael, this is Dawn Russell. I'm so happy you are here today sharing your story with us. You inspire others, and you're not alone. I faced discrimination myself when I first got out of college, but just keep going and keep being you. You're doing a great job, and again, we are very, very proud of you.
Thank you very much.
All right. So I guess we're going to go on to our next item on the agenda.
All right. I guess we'll sign off here then. Thank you for
having
us. All
right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day. Stay safe.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so the next item is our comprehensive needs assessment update from Brian.
Thank you. We just also received the comprehensive needs assessment from CCSU, so I haven't had a chance to read the full report yet, but I did glean from the report the recommendations that they have made as a result of the comprehensive needs assessment. So I wanted to at least share those with the council members, and I will be sharing the needs assessment with the SRC so that all of you have a copy of it that you can go through so that we can begin the process of making some strategic goals and objectives going forward to address some of these recommendations. So this is what they've found. They recommend improved bureau outreach and visibility by sharing client success stories online, as well as continuing to promote VR services to eye doctors. The next one was offer new virtual services to encourage clients to utilize VR services. The next one was work with community organizations to improve outreach and client engagement. Then the next one was further emphasize online career opportunities for VR clients to broaden employment and internship possibilities. The next one, continually refine plans for providing necessary services to vulnerable clients in the event of a pandemic-related lockdown. And the next one is make additional efforts to equip and train VR clients with technology to prepare them for virtual work and education. And then the final recommendation was look into arranging housing placement for VR clients who struggle with finding secure housing. So these were their recommendations, and again, the full report, which I'll be sharing with all of you, goes into the details as to what they found, which resulted in these being the recommendations. But they're fairly substantial. As I go through this, there's some ones that are very new to us, such as the housing placements. Typically, VR has not been directly involved in housing. We turn to our adult services program, so I'm interested in seeing, you know, what was driving some of that recommendation. And obviously the need for our clients to have the technology, particularly as we are more in virtual work and virtual training situations, that's clearly important. In the outreach to the eye doctors, I think that, you know, some of these recommendations are ones we've addressed in the past, and obviously they're finding that more continued effort in these areas is necessary. So I think that the recommendations, none of the ones seem to be, you know, unusual. They seem to be good, strong recommendations that I think the council and the VR program can jointly work on tackling some of these and putting some strategies in place. Some of them already have some strategies that are in our current state plan, like the success stories, and we had some that were circulated back in October. But I think that this overall, these are good recommendations. So I'll pause if there's any questions. Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you, Brian. Next on the agenda is our VR policy on personal adjustment training. Brian, could you give us a brief summary?
Sure. So we did have a public comment period, you know, that lasted a month. And during that public comment period, there was a public hearing. And I did share with the members the public comments that were received. And just bear with me a moment. They're coming up on my screen. So there were two commenters that
submitted oral public comments during the meeting, and then we did receive a written comment and follow-up from one of the commenters who spoke at the public hearing, and then we received one other public comment. The comments were in favor. Nobody was objecting to the proposed policy change, and that's what we got for public comment. So the advisory board for persons that are blind or visually impaired did take up the policy at their meeting last week, and they voted to approve it and send it on to the state rehab council for action. So it is now with the state rehab council.
So we would like to, I'd like to make a motion to approve.
Who made the motion?
Do we have a motion? I asked. I'm sorry. To approve the.
I make a motion to approve the personal adjustment training.
Gary?
Yes.
Do we have a second? This is Deb Reed. I'll second.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Deb.
All in, do we have any discussion on this? Okay. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed nay. Any abstain? Motion carries. Next agenda item is the SRC report. I have
Madam Chair, I'm sorry to interrupt, but may I just ask the council if they might be willing to make a motion in a second on an effective date so I know what the council pleasure is?
I apologize, I forgot about that. Yes, we need to have a date which that will go into effect. Brian, how much time do you think you need for that to go into effect?
I would think that February 1st would allow for sufficient time, because what I have to do is update the policy manual and then have it tested to be sure that the updated section hasn't altered any of the accessibility features, including all the links to the various sections. So once I was able to do that, I think we would be ready for February 1st for it to go live and be published.
So we need to vote on that now, correctly?
Yeah, if I, you know, that's my recommendation, is a February 1st effective date. If somebody wanted to make a motion and a second to that effect, or if somebody feels a different date is in order, you know, but I just, that would be my observation.
Do we have a motion for February 1st, 2021 to be the effective date for the changes in the personal adjustment training?
I make a motion that we adjust the personal training so it starts on February 1st, 2021.
That's Gary, right?
Yes.
Do we have a second?
This is John McNichol. I second it.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right.
Aye.
All opposed say nay. Okay, motion carries. All right. Now, the next item on the agenda is the SRC report. I have it completed, and I will submit it next week to the governor and our SA commissioner. Are there any questions about the annual report? I assume everybody has had a chance to look at it. All right, we're going to move on then.